Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We haven't seen you for a while. What happened?
Yeah, my lower back, too much exercise.
Oh, too much dancing.
I know better than to dance, because dance will definitely throw out my back. It's too much weight, too much you know, shifting in the
wrestling,
in the hips.
Too much wrestling, because, you know, WWE is going to be in Singapore in July.
I know. I'm a big fan.
You are?
Absolutely.
John Cena is going to be in the house.
It's going to be excellent. And also, I like boxing, and there's a big boxing match coming up, right?
Oh, man. That's going to be a huge one this weekend, Pacquiao and Manny Mayweather.
I know, but I'm a Mayweather fan.
You are?
I know.
A man with good taste.
Sean's a Mayweather fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If you want to come and watch it and have food and drinks for free, just give us a buzz. It's happening at Shanghai Dolly.
I'm there. I am definitely there. So.
Okay. Okay. So I do believe you have some news right off the press.
Took a look at what was going on in terms of the average PSF by planning region. So we start at the top level, then we go to the district level, then we go to the planning level, then we go to the neighborhoods, then we go to the project, and then we go to the home. So certainly if you're transacting, you want to look at what's happening at the unit and in the home. But it is interesting to see how the planning regions or areas are comparing with the overall market. So for example, the overall market is down 6.2%, but Sentosa and the Southern Islands are down a whopping 49%.
49?
Yes, a lot of pain.
Wow.
A lot of pain there. Wow.
So all those people who bought Sentosa in the last couple of years have halved their equity?
Exactly. So now
it hurts.
Right. So if you're a buyer, there's an opportunity there. But if you're a seller, you probably want to flip that, the money that you make, into some type of other currency.
What other regions have been hit badly?
Okay, River Valley at 39%.
How can River Valley get hit? You know, they're so close to the CBD. They're so close to the shopping district.
Well, I would say during the cooling measures, particularly because of the additional buyer stamp duty that helped bring down foreign buying, the bigger you were, the harder you fall, right?
That's right.
So River Valley is clearly a world-class area. So it certainly, for the long run,
it had a lot of fat.
Right, exactly. But in the long run, it's a great place.
Okay, so do you have news for us on which areas are doing well?
Okay, so very surprising, but Geelong is doing well.
Geelong?
Yes, Geelong. It's at its peak, and there's been some news. I think we've even probably talked a little bit about Geelong as being an up-and-coming
neighborhood. Because it's located well, and I think they're cleaning it up slightly.
Absolutely. As an investor, you want to look for those areas. Caution you, though, on Geelong, a lot of people have already been looking for quite some time in that particular area and have taken advantage of it. That's why the price per square foot has actually come up.
Do you know what else you can get at Geelong?
Good food. Excellent food.
Exactly what I was going to talk about. You know, Geelong is really great for its beef kway teow.
Yep.
It's a clay pot rice.
Yep.
And after you're full, you could get a nice massage.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you the food is awesome. So
down there, the property also quite cheap. But
so, what property?
Well,
the one night one.
Exactly.
There's no one night property.
Oh, different.
So if you want to check out the PSF for your particular planning area, go to srx.com.sg in the research section.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Okay, thank you guys.